quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples and the Halkamalam-speaking peoples, and at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. I'm Leslie, and today we're going to be talking about mental health awareness. Apparently, May in the U.S. is Mental Health Awareness Month, and earlier this month in Canada, it was Mental Health Awareness Week. I believe it was May 5th to 11th. You know, as an intersectional feminist, as a person who is trying to discover and learn more about abolition, and also as a chronic mental health disorder sufferer, I've got some thoughts about the idea around mental health awareness, and how we talk about mental health in our society, in our world. You know, and these are just considerations. They are just ingredients that stew in the bubbling cauldron that is Leslie's brain, I guess. That's how I'm going to frame it. You know, this is a topic that I have quite a bit of passion about, and that I constantly find myself coming back to, and I think it'll be an interesting time to uncover some of the things on this hour. For the playlist, we have got, because we're talking about May, kind of, wow, what a stretch, we're doing a playlist of songs that were released in May. Now, most of these songs were released this year, but some of these songs were released in May in other years, except for this first song, which was not released in May at all, but simply has the word in it. This is Michael Peter Olson with Mayday. More and More with Days Like This. Before you heard Lito Pimienta with Ahora off of her latest record that was released like last week, I think, La Belleza. I am so excited to listen to the rest of that album. God, I love Lito Pimienta. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM, CJSF. I'm talking about mental health awareness because apparently a few weeks ago was Mental Health Awareness Week in Canada. In the US, it's the whole month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, I've always, since I was kind of like introduced to the idea of like mental health, I've had thoughts about it, largely because I am unfortunately a sufferer of chronic mental health issues, chronic mental health disorders. My life is very fun and very easy because of it. But I want to level with you here. You know, I think that it's great that Mental Health Awareness Month or week and whatnot exist to begin the work of destigmatizing such a thing that a lot of people can find mysterious and scary is really important. I think at the same time as well, though, I've noticed the way that people try to approach this topic, even advocates and professionals, the way that they try to approach this topic can often feel not, what is the word that I want to say? Maybe like not, in my opinion, really dignifying, and maybe captures the truth complexity of mental health. I guess that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And you know, if you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you might have even caught an episode that I did last year about suicide awareness. And if your memory is sharp, you might remember the intensity of the tone that I used in that episode, because I think a lot of that continues to apply to the topic of mental health awareness. I have always kind of been a neurotic child, and I've always been quite sensitive and just easily, really, really easily saddened and scared. Even though I was in therapy since I was really, really young, it seemed like none of the mental health professionals who were supposed to support me were able to really uncover and understand the complexity of my mental health problems. And that's kind of where I want to start on today's episode. When people talk about mental health, such as professionals and even advocates, I find that a lot of the times that the way that they frame this concept to be lacking, to one-sided is not really the word to say, word to use, but maybe to say that it is a little bit flattening. It is very simplified, and it sometimes even feels sanitized. I've sat in on countless like professional development or like kind of like academic discussions around mental health and destigmatization by professionals and advocates, and oftentimes the place where they start from is the idea that mental health, and let me say also, they don't say mental health problems, they don't say mental health issues, they don't say mental health disorders, they don't say mental health blockage even, they say the term, they use the term mental health. The mental health is really like catching a cold, but for your brain. And what do you do when you catch a cold? Well, obviously, you might have to take some time off of work, you know, a few days, and just to rest and recover, right? Get those support systems in, you know, you'll get better soon. That's great. I know for a lot of people, when they have a mental health problem, a bad mental health day, that is really all they have to do. They have to address it head on with a walk on the beach, hanging out with friends, you know, taking a self-care day or whatever. That is really what happens with them. And they feel a lot better afterwards. And that's great. I love that for them. I can't help but to feel, though, as a person with chronic mental health problems, that starting off a conversation around the destigmatization of mental health by saying that it's kind of like catching a cold, having a mental health issue is kind of like catching a cold, I can't help but to feel that that sometimes might unintentionally further marginalize people who have complex chronic mental health issues. I'm just sitting in one of those lectures watching people who might have an easier time taking care of their mental health, writing down these notes and being like, yeah, I totally agree. You know, this has happened to me before, and all I really needed really was to take some time off of work. All I really needed was really to spend some time with family. All I really needed was, you know, a few weeks of therapy. I'm sitting here just thinking about, okay, how do I even go about explaining to my employer? How do I even go about explaining to my friends and family? How do I even go about explaining to maybe potential partners that actually my brain is not great all the time, and I have a lot of setbacks, and I do really deal with my mental health as though I were dealing with a chronic physical health issue. There are days where I can move around it okay, and there are weeks when I get flare-ups, and it's like awful. Will people understand where I'm coming from if where we begin when we talk about mental health begins with, it's like catching a cold? I can't help but to think about so many people who I know who have like a chronic physical health condition, or for example, like chronic pain, and sometimes what they can do in their life is unfortunately dictated by how they are feeling that day, whether or not they have a flare-up, whether or not they're moving through a difficult time, or whether or not today I can do this, but I am still limited by the pain, so I can't perform the full extent that I want to. And so I can't help but to notice a lot of the parallels between how people talk about health in general, right? When we're talking about physical health, when we're talking about mental health, a lot of the times we are not addressing people or addressing issues that people who are disabled or people who are chronically ill are experiencing. I think without addressing the intersectionality of the way that people think about disability and wellness and madness and even neurodivergence, when we're not able to center disabled, neurodivergent, mad people in conversations about mental health or physical health, we end up, I think, unintentionally, you know, not addressing the complexities that those people face, and we end up also kind of invisibilizing the experiences of people who are disabled, chronically ill, neurodivergent, mad. And it doesn't end there, right? That's not even a beginning or end point. We don't even get the chance when we begin our conversations about mental health, about how it's kind of like catching a cold. You know, we don't even begin to address all the other structural things that impact the extent that a person feels well or not in their mental health. I'll be talking a little bit more about that after this music break. Here is Best Friend with Until Sunday.
Yeah. without a sense of urgency. I turn my head and see all of the grief curled into a little ball beside me.